So, hello everyone. There's my wife, Katrina. Maybe you can stand up with Emily, my daughter, our daughter, only 4 months. Yeah. So, yeah. We are so happy to be here. And you know, we are part of the same church, the same body in Christ. This morning we celebrate his sacrifice, his body, his blood was shed for us. And in his body, who was sacrificed on the cross, he made one new humanity, one new body from all nations, all languages. And so I will try my best to speak good English, but you can notice my French accent. But yes, it's an opportunity also for us to say thank you. Thank you to support us financially, but also in prayer. It's so important. And now we can see your faces. We can see you in true person. And we are so privileged to be here with you. Feel free to talk to us at the end. If something is not clear on my presentation, you can ask me at the end, or also Katrina. So I'm 100% French. I'm 30 years old, and I was born near Paris, and I grew up in Nantes, so it's northwest of France. And so Katrina, her father is from Regina, Saskatchewan, and her mother from Northern Ireland. But they came to be missionary in France. I can say that my life was blessed by Canadian workers, because so I met Katrina's father, who was my pastor, and when I was like 22 years old, he asked me, why don't you go in Geneva and study the Bible during 1 year? And I thought, yeah, it's a good idea, I will go. And so I went in Geneva, in Geneva Bible Institute, to study the Bible. And I was so blessed by the Holy Word, and I was thinking I have to teach the Bible, the treasure that we can dig on the Holy Word. And so after this year, I came in Aix-en-Provence to be in an internship with Brad Dixon. So you know, some of you know Brad Dixon, you support Brad and Catherine Dixon also, and Brad was my mentor during 2 years, but he's still my mentor. When I need to ask questions, when I face challenges in my faith, I can talk to him and we will pray together. He can ask me questions also. And so I learned so much from him. So I'm so happy to say thank you to God for Canadian missionary. And in a way, I am like a fruit of their work in France. So you can see fruit from Canadian workers here. So we are in Aix-en-Provence. So who are we? Katrina is 27 years old and she's an English teacher. So Aix-en-Provence, we said in south of France, but west or east, maybe some of you can guess, because it's easy because France is only 20 times smaller than Canada. So it would be easy for you to guess. I don't know. West? No. It's east. Yeah. East near the Mediterranean Sea, near Italy. I heard that Italy is an important part of the Sioux culture here. So you can see we have a city center in an Italian style. And we have a lot of families' name who sound very Italian. So it's a medium-sized city, 400,000 people in this city. But there's also 40,000 students in this city. So when our church was planted in 2015, the two planters, and Brad Dixon was one of them, they thought, we need to do something to reach students in this city. So the FEUR was born, and it's a Christian organization. Our goal is to share the gospel to students, and we want to reach French students and also international students. We have 10,000 international students in Aix-en-Provence. So there is a lot of opportunities to share the gospel. Our main tool is premises close to campus, and so we welcome a lot of students in our premises, and we will share the gospel. So FEU means, it's an acronym, means Foyer Évangélique Universitaire. F is for fireplace, home. It's a place, a welcoming place, where students can feel at home and feel the love we have for them, the love of Christ. Evangelical, we want to present to them a true gospel, an entire gospel. Also, the bad news and the good news. Our vision is making disciples who make disciples among students. And university, we strive to reach 40,000 students. We have some main activities. The first one is called French Connection. So we have an evening, we will eat a French meal, because in French culture, it's important to talk around the table, and we sometimes we can spend hours around the table to eat and talk. It's a huge part in the French culture. And we will talk in French, we will correct the French of the international student. We will share to them part of the French culture, but also we want to share part of the Bible, some verses, for example, about forgiveness. And we will do small groups, and we will ask, what do you think about forgiveness? Do you agree with the Bible when she said you have to forgive to everybody? Are you agree with this forgiveness, true forgiveness? And so it's a way to ask questions and to know what they're believing. Most of the international students are non-Christian. Some of them from Europe have a Christian background. But now, as you can know, in Europe, the Christianity is, we are in post-Christianity, so a lot of young people don't believe anymore in Christ. But we have also a lot of Asian students from China, Japan, Korea, South Korea, of course. And some of them of China never heard about the word God. It's the first time they hear God, and who is God? What is God? And so we have so much opportunity just to explain from the beginning who is God, who is Christ, and it's really a blessing. This ministry, this evening, was started by Brad and Catherine Dixon. And now, as you can maybe know, they are in Manosque. It's near Aix-en-Provence, only 45 minutes drive. And they do the same thing, but with international workers. So it's on Wednesday evening, French Connection. And feed evening will be most for French speakers. But we have also a lot of international students. And so we will still eat together. It's still important for us. And we want also to feed them with the Holy Word. We will study Bible, books, Bible. We will ask some tough questions. For example, if God exists, why there is so much suffering in the world? So we want this evening to be open to every student, even if they are non-believers. And we want to encourage Christian students to invite their friends. So in these two evenings, there is between 15 to 30 students. So it's a good number to just have intimate talks about Christ. We have, during all week, a coffee shop. His name, Au Coin du Feu. au coin du feu means by the fireplace. And it's a place to welcome students, to show them the love of God. They can come and use microwaves, use Wi-Fi, just walk, playing board games, and they can feel free to ask us some questions. And we will serve them good coffee, crepes, and with a low price. Our goal is not to gain a lot of money, but just to show them a true love. At the beginning, French students are very, very suspicious about who we are, about Christian faith. They will think we are kind of a cult, maybe, because in France, there's only 1% of evangelical Christian. There's 35% of Catholic Christian, but only 5% of practicing who practice their beliefs. And in 2022, it was the first year where most of the French don't believe in God anymore. 51% of French don't believe in God, are agnostic or atheist. So the young generation, they don't know anything now about Jesus. If we can talk about Easter or Christmas, they don't know the meaning of this feast. So we have to explain a lot. So it could be a good opportunity to explain the gospel. So the coffee shop from Monday to Friday. We want also to equip and encourage Christian students, so we will have prayer breakfast and we will eat together. And we will pray for us, each other, but also we want to pray for our non-Christian friends. And last year I was so encouraged about many names to pray, and I've seen that Christian students were light on the darkness on campus. And so I was so happy and encouraged about that. And it's not really an activity, it's more like a way to make disciples. We want to read the Bible one by one or with small groups and just pray simply with what we learned about the Bible, and we want to apply it on our lives. And when we will read the Bible with a Christian student, we will say to them, you know, one day you will have to do the same with a young Christian or maybe a non-Christian student. You will have to read the Bible with him. But don't worry, God will equip you, and we will be there for you. If you have any questions, we are here in background. So it's like a chain of reading Bible, a simple way to make disciples and to pray. So a few photos to give you a better idea. So we have also a lot of water, but it's a sea, a Mediterranean sea. So we, each month, we bring students to see different places in Provence. We have also an annual garage sale. It's a way to make the fun known. So maybe some students will come at the garage sale and they will see, oh, there's a coffee shop, so I will stay. And they will ask questions and they will see, oh, there's evenings about who is God, who is Christ, and maybe I will go or maybe not. But yeah, sometimes it takes a while for a student to come at our evening. But yeah, we want to pray because it's a spiritual fight. It's hard to reach French students, so we ask you prayers to reach French students. Weekends away is always a good way to be more intimate and feel a good unity among Christian students. French connection. seasonal events, Thanksgiving, for example. And these main events, we have between 50 and 70 students. So it's a good number, but it will be only a few who will be interested to learn more about the Bible and to discover the gospel. Christmas evening, open mic night, is like you can come, play guitar, sing, and we'll just present what is the fur. So, Katrina and I, when I had more hair, crepe, coffee, so it's a way to welcome students and to have some discussions, some talks. We are also present in media, social media, in Instagram, a few accounts. I can talk a little bit about our vision. So it's mainly the vision of Jesus, who wanted to make disciples. He gathered around him 12 disciples and more and more. And Paul understood that way of making disciples. And he said to Timothy, "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." So be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And so it's the foundation of all ministry, all service. Our service must depend on Jesus' grace, because we will know suffering and persecution when we will share the gospel. And maybe in Canada, in France, now we can share the gospel in peacefully, I would say, but we can maybe see in the future persecution growing against us. So we will know suffering and persecution when we will share the gospel, and we will have attacks from the enemy. So if we try to do the ministry by our own strength, we will be tired very soon and make a burnout very quickly. Previously, Paul said to Timothy, "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord." He said this in among persecution. It's easy to facing the persecution to say, "No, I don't know Christ," like Peter when he said, "I don't know who is Christ." He then denied him twice. So therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. And you know, in student ministry, it could be a year very encouraging with a lot of Christian students and non-Christian and conversion, new, born again, and I say, "Wow, thank you, God, and I'm so encouraged." But other years, I will see nothing, no fruits at all. And so it's important for me to not found my ministry on my works and the result I can see, but on Christ, the cornerstone. And God called me to a holy calling. And it's not myself, I stand up, I said, "Oh, it's a good idea, I will serve the Lord for my own." No, I was called, holy called by God, by the power of God, who saved me. Because of his own purpose and grace. So when I face hard time, I come again to the Calvary and I see what Christ did for me. And I can go again, be encouraged in my ministry. So you then, my child. And what I want to point here, a key idea is what you have heard from me, entrust to faithful men to teach others also. So you can see here four generations of disciples. But we can see in the history from Jesus to now, 2,000 years of history, of church history, we can see many witnesses, many disciples who stand up at their own time doing disciples. So many, many generations. And the principle here is not addition, but multiplication. So in my ministry, I don't want to do all by myself and try to add more people for my only strength. But I want also to take care from a Christian student. I want to equip them. I want them to be able to read the Bible, to just present their faith, to share the gospel, and to be able to respond to tough question, maybe. I want to equip them, and I want them to know their responsibility to make disciples at their own, with the gift that God gave to them. So I have also a principle, 4 P's, pioneer, parent, partner, participant. So when a new student who is not Christian will discover the gospel, I will be like a pioneer in his life. I will just present God's purpose and the sacrifice of Christ. And I hope that he will be born again. He'll become a Christian. And so secondly, I will be like a parent. I prefer a big brother, and I will take care of him. I will teach him the basic of the Christian faith, the main doctrine to know. But I don't want him to stay at this level like a child in the holy world. I want him to grow, and I want him to become a partner with me. I want him to stand up, and with the gift that God gave to him, I want him to stand up, to take responsibility. And I will be in background to help him to take responsibility. He will be allowed to make mistakes, and I will talk to him and present some feedback. But eventually, at the end, my joy is that I can just sit and just watch him be on the ministry, serve God, just like a participant, and just watch him serve God. So, 4 steps, and I will say that I don't want Christian students to be dependent on my teaching, but dependent on Christ, on what Christ did on the cross and the teaching of Christ, our Savior. But let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. So in all ministry, we have to be an example in speech, but also in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. So we need prayers for this also, to continue to be in a good relationship with our Savior, to be intimate with our Lord, and to be an example in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. I was so encouraged last year about this guy, this French student, whose name is Tobias. He's not a Christian, but when I met him, I was thinking in my head how this guy is so far from God. Sometimes we can think, is it useful to just share the gospel with him? He's so far from God. But God surprised me. This guy who was homosexual and was way involved in gender theory thoughts. He started to come at coffee shop, and he likes coffee. And at the beginning, he was suspicious. But after a while, he said, wow, you are like all the community, or the Christian student, you are like aliens to me. your way to be to your behavior for each other. You are so special. You demonstrate true love without a if. And he can see the love of Christ through us. And I was so encouraged about this, and he started to come at evening and started to sing some worshiping song also, even if he don't believe in it. And we were teaching about Ecclesiast, I don't know if it's the correct name. And he was just amazed by the wisdom of the Holy Word. And you can pray for Tobias and some French student who are like him. So it's a God's work, and to him be the glory. And so we say, what exactly are my specific missions? I am just the only one in full-time ministry, but I want to equip volunteers and Christian students to take their responsibility. And also, for example, French Connection, I don't want to lead all evenings by myself, but I want to establish new leaders for this evening, and I want to be in background for them. I want to teach the Holy Word, and I take time also to read Bible one by one. But I can talk about my wife, Katrina, who took so many times with a woman, Christian student. And our dream is that next September, she can be part-time for the student ministry and have more time to read the Bible, pray with a Christian student, a woman. But we are also encouraged that God send us workers from around the world, and from Hong Kong especially, a couple from Hong Kong and a young lady, and they are all staying with us and doing a lot of work among Asian students. There's also like 17 volunteers, not Christian students, but volunteers who help with the coffee shop and the evening. And we are so thankful for them. But our prayer is for next year, we need volunteers again. Every year we will ask, how can all these things can work? And God always surprises us. And coming soon, we want to expand our outside sitting area and also inside workspace to be able to welcome more students. We have a big terrace, but we don't have a lot of shades on it. And as you can know, in south of France, it's very hot, a lot of months during the year. So we need more shades for it to welcome more students at the coffee shop. Thank you, and you can pray for a huge harvest. We want to have faith, and we want to see conversion, new believers, but we know we are in a spiritual fight, and so we need your prayers. And again, thank you for your support during several years. I just want to thank God for this church. He's building a church, the Holy Temple. And we are all part in the world. We are all part of the same church. We are all living stones in the purpose of God. And I am so encouraged to be here this morning, to hear you worship God. And yeah, I would just want to finish to pray in French, to pray for your church and your ministry here in the Sioux. Père, je te remercie pour Bethel Chapel. Merci pour leur travail et l'Évangile qui est présent, le Saint-Esprit qui est présent dans leur cœur. Merci pour tout ce que tu accomplis au milieu d'eux. Merci pour la croissance spirituelle et aussi en termes de nombre. Seigneur, je te prie vraiment pour la suite, que puisse avoir une croissance spirituelle, que vraiment il y ait toujours plus, une plus grande intimité avec toi. Qu'il puisse grandir en connaissance de ta parole et de qui tu es, et qu'il puisse appliquer ta parole dans leur vie. Qu'il puisse être des lumières au milieu des ténèbres dans cette ville de Sault-Sainte-Marie. Que les gens puissent voir en eux l'amour de Dieu à travers eux, à travers l'amour qu'ils ont les uns pour les autres. Merci pour leur cœur pour la mission. J'ai vu tellement de noms de missionnaires différents de tout autour du monde et je vois à quel point ils sont matures sur ce sujet-là. Merci pour eux. Merci pour leur progrès spirituel. Et je te prie que tu puisses toujours plus les illuminer de la beauté de l'Évangile. Merci pour le temps qu'ils prennent chaque dimanche pour s'émerveiller de l'Évangile. Ô Seigneur, bénis-les. Bénis les anciens, bénis les pasteurs, bénis les diacres, bénis chaque personne qui sert avec les dons que tu lui donnes. Et je te prie pour la multiplication de serviteurs dans cette église. Et je te prie pour la multiplication du travail de l'Évangile dans cette ville. Malgré les difficultés de la société canadienne et la progression de certaines idéologies, Seigneur, fortifie-les. Et peut-être que dans certaines années, ils vont connaître la persécution. Et mon Dieu, fortifie-les par ta parole. Merci pour tous les prédicateurs. Veuille encore plus les enraciner dans la connaissance de ta parole et que ton Saint-Esprit fasse son travail en eux. Merci pour leur soutien, pour tous les missionnaires. Et je te prie de pourvoir à tous leurs besoins. Peut-être dans le futur, ils ont besoin de beaucoup d'argent pour un nouveau bâtiment, une nouvelle extension, je ne sais pas. Pourvois à leurs besoins, Seigneur. Amen.